And as we're scrolling along today, we ran across the general manager for the Chicago White Sox, Rick Hahn, as he gave an analysis of the team as of today. Here's Rick Hahn.
How we doing?
Good, Josh.
Good to see you. What do I have to update you guys on? You saw the roster yesterday? Moves. What's that?
What did you do yesterday?
Dealt with a lot of texts from your brethren for no good reason, is what I did last night. Thank to all of you who did not text yesterday, chasing a nonsense rumor. To those of you who did, I know who you are. But yeah, happy opening day, everybody. What's on your mind?
You don't want to know.
What's your thoughts about the team thus far?
Look, I think we knew, just like just about every team in baseball, that we were going to be tested at some point from a depth and health standpoint. We're obviously dealing with an extremely unique situation throughout the league with the lack of contact with our players for over 3 months this offseason, and then the very shortened spring training to get us going. So we're getting tested early. Certainly thrilled with the way the players have responded to it so far offensively. Guys have been doing their part to help carry the load at the added burden has been put on the pitching side of things. So hopefully that continues.
Tony told us in Detroit that the optimistic outlook was that Lucas would maybe only miss a couple of starts.
Yeah.
What is the current outlook for him after putting him on the IL?
I mean, again, it's still early in this process. I think we all remain cautiously optimistic that he'll miss two starts. He's progressing nicely. Quite frankly, at this point, it's probably a little bit more about reining him back and keeping him on a prudent ramp back up, realizing that we want him strong for the next, you know, 6-7 months here, not just for next week in Cleveland, let's say. But yeah, right now everything's progressing in a positive way, and I think that we can stick with that two-start estimate right now.
He keeps describing it as a weird thing that
it
doesn't happen to baseball players.
Yeah,
Can you shed some light on what it is?
Well, I have a lot of degrees, none of which are medically based, but it's essentially an ab strain that isn't an oblique and isn't hernia-related is the best way I can describe it. I think each of those other two people would understand a little bit more in baseball, obviously with the torque involved. Do you want me to grab that? But the torque involved in baseball, that's a little more common of an injury. And obviously sports hernias are something that occur throughout the game. This is something more that he feels on extension and more when he's going back to front. Is what it is, small ab strain, and we're treating it up and getting it back on.
Rick, are you concerned that it could be reoccurring?
Not particularly, no. We need to heal it up. It needs to be 100%. It's actually treated very similar to an oblique, what Moncada is dealing with right now. And that is, once a player is asymptomatic and you slowly ramp up their activity level, as long as they don't feel it anymore, it's over and it's behind them. It's not a concern that it's a chronic issue. You just need to make sure you knock it out properly before you put too much on their plate.
Rick, haven't made the playoffs the last 2 years. Do you have kind of more of a longer view of this season? You know, I mean, being at your peak come September, can you even arrange that? Or, you know,
not
kind of work
yet.
It?
Not yet. Not yet. Look, man, we have very high aspirations for this club. We have very high hopes about and goals in terms of what we want to accomplish. From a shorter-term view, that means winning the division. Putting it even shorter, that means winning series to put ourselves in the best position to win the division. Right now, given everything we're dealing with injury-wise, I view these first 6 to 8 weeks as a bit of a ramp-up period. Not quite sure what tomorrow holds from a health standpoint, but look forward to ideally that situation stabilizing, getting some guys back, and in the meantime, fighting through and grinding through each day. So again, yes, we have lofty long-term goals. We're not losing sight of those, but right now it's a matter of let's get through the next few weeks.
Go ahead.
I guess, did you learn anything from how things ended last year, aside from you wanted to win more games?
We should win more games.
Yeah, aside from that.
In October. we've talked about this a little bit. I personally don't think it's wise to try to glean too much from 3 ball games that we lost in October, any more so than it's wise to glean from 3 ball games you lose in May. I think as we entered that series, our starters were probably a little bit taxed, not surprisingly, going from the shortened season to the longer season, and we showed it during the series. the fact that we had a bunch of singles but no extra base hits, I think is just baseball fluke and not something that necessarily needs to be addressed. And, you know, from a defensive standpoint, it wasn't quite as tight as we'd like it to be or that we were showing ourselves capable of doing over the course of the summer. Each of those things contributed to three bad results, but I don't think any of them are sort of chronic issues that need to be addressed between now and October. Look, the Atlanta Braves were depleted when they got to October. They were a 3 seed, so they had a tough row to hoe in front of them, and they got hot at the right time, and they won the crown. I think that the fundamental lesson is get in and be playing your best baseball in October.
Do you look at these injuries as a result of the inability to monitor these guys in the offseason as well as the shortened spring, or does this go as part of what you guys did last offseason in terms of studying all the injuries from the previous season and kind of mixing that in?
I answer the second half first. The I don't believe any of the injuries that we're currently dealing with have anything to do with the medical staff, the training staff, the players' effort, the players' focus, any of that. So I want to make sure that's clear. Yes, we made some changes to our training staff over the course of the offseason, our strength and conditioning staff, but frankly, they didn't really have an offseason to work with the players, and now they're presented with a unique situation over 3.5 weeks to ramp up for a season. So none of this is on them. Are the injuries that we're seeing, not just here but throughout baseball, a byproduct of, you know, unmonitored offseasons and a shortened ramp up? It's certainly possible. I do know that with the expanded rosters and with guys not being fully built up to their current level, we, for one, and probably every other team, is needing to be a little bit creative in how we use guys and how we piece together innings. That's just part of where all 30 of us are at right now, and frankly, if the alternative is us not sitting here today talking about opening day, then we'll take this over that.
Rick, you talked about that first goal was winning the division, of course, but from your seat, do you measure yourself against the Astros or some of those teams that have been kind of the class of the American League along with you guys?
Well, yeah, at the end of the year.
The season, though?
No, not. I mean, look, man, if you're saying, like, how we do in a four-game set in May against the Yankees is a measuring stick, I mean, it's fun for fans to look at it, and when you get the sort of playoff-like environment, you feel that added energy. But in the end, this is a six-month marathon, and at any given snapshot, and whether it's the home opener or mid-May or early June, you're probably dealing with some things that you won't be dealing with come October. So, sure, maybe it's nice to get a little snapshot for where you sit at a given point in the season, but in the end, where you end up is what all that really matters.
Hey, Rick, how much does being able to kind of assess things in July, kind of evaluate, factor into what you may or may not do now in terms of, you know, specifically adding to the pitching staff, starting rotation?
I mean, look, if there's the opportunity to improve any element of the club, we're certainly going to look into it. I think you all know that first couple weeks of the season tends not to be a very vibrant or robust time for trades or transactions. So naturally, I think the course of the baseball calendar has us in a period of time of evaluating where we're at and seeing what we have. We also have the benefit of, you know, knock on wood, with the exception of Garrett's injury, we expect all these guys back at some point here in the coming weeks, or, you know, in Lance's place sometime in early June. So there is a period of time, not just now, but prior to the trade deadline, where hopefully we're far closer to full strength and we can assess truly what this team has and what we're capable of doing, and obviously then turn to addressing our needs.
Rick, you brought in one new starter, starter-type pitcher, in Vince, and he's only had a few weeks, but it sounds like he's dived into it with Ethan Katz pretty well. What are you hoping, any adjustment, you know,
rebound? And that's, we talk about it from a health standpoint, but that's also something that's was missed out on this offseason. It would have been nice to have Vince with Ethan over the course of the entire winter to work on some of these things, as opposed to it being a little bit of a crash course, which is what it's been over the last 3 to 4 weeks that he's been with us. Fortunately, he's a veteran, and he's a guy who has been very open-minded to some of the adjustments that Ethan is recommending, and he's just going to have to learn to do it on the fly at the big league level. Not ideal, but again, all 30 of us are dealing with this. It's beats the alternative, and we feel awfully good about where we stand as a full roster, even with the 9 guys on the IL.
the depth of this organization is being tested, but we feel pretty darn good about them being up to the challenge.
Rick, how was your perspective on Saturday and Sunday watching Dylan Cease and Michael Kopech pitch?
Much better than my perspective on Friday. Dylan was great. Dylan was great. You know, he continues to evolve before our very eyes into a premier starter in this league. He's a joy to watch right now, and has been for, you know, the bulk of the last season plus. So excited to see what lies ahead for him. Michael, again, as we talked about in Glendale, the start of camp, he came in due to a health issue, a little bit behind where everyone else was. So he too is someone who's going to build in front of our eyes here over the course of the season. And I think that first outing for him was a success. He had to battle through, obviously didn't have, quite all his secondaries work in the way he normally does or he's capable of having, but got by with primarily fastball slider and the occasional curveball. So I think it was a gutty performance by him, and as a young guy learning in developing into a new role and having to build up in big league games that matters, you're asking a lot of him, and I think he's responded well.
Rick, a few years back, your rebuilding team, you guys are able to get a lot of long-term value in trades with teams that are trying to fill immediate needs. Now that you're on the other side of this, how much does that experience inform now, when you're trying to think about your immediate needs and how to address them, and obviously teams are trying to extract long-term value from you?
Right. No, look, this was the goal. This was the purpose. You know, we got a lot of praise when we did the Red Sox and Nationals and Cubs deals back then as part of the rebuild, but as we said at the time, our goal was to be like the Red Sox, Cubs, and Nationals and be in a realistic position where adding made sense because we had realistic championship aspirations. Obviously, we tried to do that last year at the deadline. Didn't quite play out the way we all had hoped, but we know it's part of it. You're ultimately, you know, all 30 of us probably are guilty of loving our own players too much. And you have to part with guys that you really believe in when you're trying to feed the championship aspiration. The goal is trying to balance achieving what you're trying to achieve in the current season without compromising the future competitiveness too much. It's part of the reason I laugh a little bit, you know, joking about the rumors from last night. Like, we're not looking to rob Peter to pay Paul to make this team better. Guys that we view as, you know, important to helping this team win wouldn't be the first ones out the door as we try to make this team better.
AJ was confident that his hamstring strain was going to be a short-term thing. Do you have specifics on how long it might take him out?
He is back in Arizona for the birth of a child, so we knew that obviously he wasn't going to play Sunday after needing to leave Saturday's game, and with this what would have been a paternity leave, he was going to be away from us for 5 games. Not necessarily knowing how he was going to feel on day 6 and wanting to err on the side of caution, we thought putting him on the IL was probably the more prudent move. But so far, everything is progressing nicely. More importantly, he's there for the birth of his child. And we're optimistic that come day 11 or 12, he should be ready to get going again. But again, we aren't going to know for sure until he gets back here on day 6 or so and see where he's at.
Rick, on Dallas Keuchel, did his struggles last season reach an extent where you had to ask, you know, yourself really hard questions about can he make it back and what's on his plate now? How much does he have to do to sort of convince
you? He obviously didn't have a second half that lived up to his own standards for what he's capable of doing. I think it's easy to forget, given the recency bias of those struggles, that this was a guy who I believe was in the top 8 for Cy Young in 2020. So it's in there. He's capable of pitching at an elite level, and early on last season, I remember a couple games, I believe, against Toronto and Tampa back-to-back here where he pitched very well when we needed him to give us quality innings. So we believe it's in there. He feels good. He's been dealing – last year he dealt with some things that physically that he certainly would not use as an excuse, but I have to imagine affected his performance. So we enter this season optimistic that his troubles are behind him, and we'll see where he goes.
We'll follow on that real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
In your experience, a guy comes in, he's got a real big profile, he's been that guy, been that number one. How much of getting knocked down several pegs, you know, is off the mound?
How much can that be a benefit to him?
Is your sense that that makes it more complicated, makes it harder?
I don't think so. I think having that reserve of success, that memory of success of having been that guy, actually helps in some ways, because they know, almost in some ways, regardless of how an individual performance goes on a given night, they carry themselves in a way as if they are that guy and they've been there before and they have the confidence they can get back to doing that. Now, they can't always do that. Like, every career ends at some point, and that's not what we're necessarily dealing with in Dallas, but every star eventually doesn't shine as brightly. The guys who have been stars like Dallas have that reserve and that confidence to pull back on, and I think that's going to serve them really well here going forward. So, we're entering the season with viewing him as part of what's going to help us win.
Lambert?
Yeah, look, unfortunately Anderson was a little behind due to a visa issue, so he didn't quite get the full spring, but he came in not too dissimilar from Bennett Souza as one of our young lefties that we were excited to see in camp, work with, and thought we could help us a lot. Anderson's experience in spring was a little uneven because of the late arrival, perhaps. But the stuff is there, plus fastball, slider, and a real nice mix to keep guys off balance and you know, dominate an AB. So we'll see what he has to offer. Obviously, this is his debut. Kenny and I were joking about this a couple days ago. Like, we used to argue over 11 versus 12 pitchers on the staff, and today your beloved White Sox have 15. So, I mean, it's part of what we're dealing with again early this season. It's a unique year. Anderson's going to get an opportunity at some point to show not only that he can help us get outs, but that he belongs once we, you know, stabilize a little bit and we get to a more more normal size pitching staff. I'm sorry, you also asked about Jimmy. Jimmy battled some health things in the past, still has a quality forward pitch mix, and he too is still building up his early season usage, so I'm not necessarily expecting him to go out there and give us, you know, deep into the game, but certainly someone who can open for us and give us quality innings up front.
Just curious, how big of a weekend was it for Souza when you consider he's kind of taking Prochet's place in a way?
Souza, Banks, I'd put Crick in that mix. These are guys who weren't necessarily on people's radars as we, you know, enter the offseason finally ended, or spring training began, I should say. But they're each bring something unique and quality to the pitching staff, and that's why they're here. So it's Tanner Banks is an incredible story. Bennett Souza, very fine job of scouting by Abe Fernandez, taking him in the 10th round. Tanner, I think, was John Cazanis in the 18th round, and the work our player development people have done with him to put him in a position to help us on a club that has championship aspirations is awesome. So love to see it. The outs are even more exciting than the story, but the story's pretty good too.
Lambert's obviously been a starter most of his career. You guys have rotation needs. You mentioned he's still building up, but is that
I suspect, you know, Tony and Ethan will break it down for you when the time comes, but I suspect you'll see him fill that spot for Lucas when he comes up next. But again, his innings are still a work in progress. Bear with us. Next few weeks.
I'll go easy on it.
Go easy on it. Yeah. Try not to text at 10 o'clock. All right.
Thank you.
Be well, everybody.
Thank you.